It's a new day. It's a Friday. It's a great Friday here on 96.5 The Fan. You want to tell the people what they can do on a fun Friday there,
well,
Matt?
There's a lot you can do on a fun Friday, right? You can go foal around and find out. FoalingKC.com. Free foaling every Friday in October from 2 to 6. So get in there early and get your foal on. You can reserve a lane at FoalingKC.com. I also want to take this opportunity to wish my wife the best of luck as she's going to run the Chicago Marathon this weekend. And
yes.
I'm hoping this is her last marathon because, boy, the grueling, the training and all this kind of stuff that goes in, but it's such a reward for me. The proudest I think I've ever been in my life at a sporting event was watching my wife finish her first marathon in Chicago and her cross the finish line. I still have the picture on my ex, formerly Twitter page, on the top. It was just an awesome experience to see her do that, because there's no chance in hell that I'm doing something like that. I get friends of mine all the time, you should run a marathon. I'm like, I'm going to run about a 5K or 10K. I got nothing left to prove to anybody. But my wife is going to do that this weekend. And so love you, Jen, and go out there. And if you win the Chicago Marathon, I'll buy you a cheeseburger.
Oh.
You think she can win?
Do you want me to be honest?
Yeah.
No.
No, I don't think she can. No. But, I mean, my God. I mean, this is her third marathon.
Wow.
Dude. Like, I mean,
that's amazing.
It's insane.
One thing I've noticed when you do those type of things, there's always that one guy.
Yeah.
Like when I did a 5K, like I think it was like a Thanksgiving 5K around Bass Pro a couple years ago in Independence, and there was those guys.
Yeah.
That, like, show up, they're, like, stretching.
Oh, God,
They're trying to set, like, a record.
Right,
and I was like, I'm not competing with that.
You're just there to work off the stuffing or beer before you go to Thanksgiving dinner.
Just there to power walk half it and then finish strong with a solid jug afterwards.
I mean,
I'm not there to turn heads.
However you do it, though, I mean, 26 miles is excruciating.
That's brutal.
It's funny to watch, though, because it's people from all walks of life that you're like, how is that person
no
doing
pun
it?
Intended.
How, yeah, right. Yeah. Like, there's some people that are walking, there's some people that are sprinting, there's some people in costume. Like,
oh, wow.
I mean, it's wild. And so I'm really proud of her. And I got to say that, because it's one of the hardest things you could probably ever do.
So you get the house to yourself this weekend?
Yeah. So I was going to go with her, and then she's just like, you know what? Everything kind of fell apart. The kids are at that age where they've got social events we got to take care of, okay? And all that kind of stuff. So, yeah. So she's going to fly up tomorrow, sleep, run the marathon, fly back after the marathon. Real quick trip up to
That'll be an easy flight home. I'm passing the hell out on the flight home.
Oh, God,
legs
yes.
full of jelly and everything like that.
Yeah, so I just want to wish her luck, man. It's going
to
be awesome.
I think Illinois, it's legal to partake.
Yes.
So you can definitely, right, on my flight, there's a little gummy bear, there's the flight. All right, everybody, please put your seatbelts on.
The New York Marathon, there was a lot of people partaking during the marathon, which I got to say, man, get your mind out of it, because it's mind over matter, right? Like, do whatever you got to do to convince your mind that you're going to be okay. And it's a great way to see a city, because you run through, like, every neighborhood and whatnot. And, I'm like, yeah, I'd like to do that. You see all these great neighborhoods. And I'm like,
cool.
I don't think I want to do that. I don't want to run 26 miles.
I think if I did the drive, I think if I did the marathon, I would raise your cheeseburger to, like, go get me a deep dish pizza.
Yeah.
Like, I would probably at that point be able to eat two slices.
Two,
normally, it's like a one and done with, like, Chicago style pizza, Illuminati's, shout out, great pizza. But I think it'd be like a maybe a two slice day, and I'm out.
Yeah. That's a lot for that deep dish stuff. Oh,
but I mean, you just ran 26 miles.
Yeah,
I mean, you have
exactly
nothing
right.
in your body.
How many calories do you think you burn running 26.2 miles? Because it's not as many as you think.
No, but it's like active calories that count when you do that. Because according to my Apple Watch or whatever, when I do my walks and yugs, it's always that kind of, like,
about 100 calories a mile is essentially
that's what I was thinking.
Kind of where you go,
so
right?
So 2,600 calories.
600 calories. That's a day of food. That's not a lot.
Wow.
I mean, so that's why, like, Dick Vermeil always used to say, you can't outrun your fork, and it's true, because, like, if you're trying to run, you still got to eat the right way, because you eat one of those 100 calorie ice cream bars and you're like, I got to run a mile to burn that thing off, or a 100 calorie snack pack.
What do you think is the most important thing the Royals should do to add to this roster next year?
I got a couple of things, and some of them are going to kind of be unpopular, but the number one thing for me is I would trade Brady Singer. I think he's a valuable trade piece, and I think you have pitching right now in this organization, right? I'm going to also say one of the other things, this my number two thing, is re-sign Michael Wacha, right? Sit down with him, get a long-term extension here that's going to enable him to finish his career here in Kansas City. So you got Waka, you got Lugo, you got Reagans. That's a hell of a threesome, right? That's a great threesome to go into a season with. Daniel Lynch, maybe he gets another opportunity in the starting rotation. I don't know, but I think you can go out and get, you know, a 4 and a 5 out there. Maybe Alec Marsh gets the opportunity again to start. I thought he was good in spurts last year, a good learning year. Now he can parlay that into maybe being your number 4 player. But I think the only way, not the only way, but one of the only ways you can get better in baseball is to trade good players. Like, you don't get better by trading. Who is that guy that pitched against the Yankees that we heard Vern talk about yesterday? Alberto Callaspo, or
definitely not him.
No, who was that? Remember that guy that pitched? Arthur McGillicuddy. What the hell was that guy's name?
For who?
For the Royals. Pitched one game against the Yankees this year and then got hurt. Altavilla.
Daniel
Altavilla, right?
Yeah, that
Alta Vista or whatever his name is, right? That guy. Like, you know, you're not gonna build your team up by trading that guy, right? Mm-hmm. You're not gonna get good guys back in return by trading Daniel Alta Vista to anybody. So you've got to make a move that is going to, I don't want to say hurt, but you got to give some value up. And I think Brady Singer, you know, pitching one batter in the entire postseason
to the MVP,
right? I think he's a very expendable part, and I think he can bring you some good trade pieces back. Not as much as Zach Greinke, who threw a hell of a first pitch last night. But a similar type trade. I'd re-sign Waka. I'd find another bat, whether it's via the trade or free agency, because you do need another bat on this team. And then I'd move the fences in 10 feet.
You do have a bat right now in your minor league system. And Jack Caglione.
But are you really? Do you really want to rely on a guy to be in your lineup next year?
I'm going to say that that's part of the future.
Could be, yeah.
But he's destroying Fall League right now. Which, I mean, I don't know what that means to a lot of the average fan, but I know that that's a glimmer of hope.
No, it definitely is.
Is he destroying?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
That's where I fell in love with Nicky Lopez to begin with, was the Fall League, watching him go down there and destroy. And I remember watching him going, because some are sicker than others, Saturday nights in October, I was watching the Arizona Fall League on MLB Network. But you know, yeah, you do some damage down there. That's a good thing. But no, but that I'd still, like, Jack Caglione, I still think is not a guy. All right, you're a number 4 hitter right now. Like, I still think you need to go out and add a veteran bat, whether that be free agency, whether that be via trade. We saw this year that, you know, there's not a lot of bats in this lineup right now. And Salvi's going to be a year older, too. That bro's going to be 35 years old next year. And he kind of slowed down towards the end of the season. So you've got to go out there and always think about the future moving forward. And I think a bat is a big, big, big need.
Good question for you all is, who plays longer, Salvador Perez or Travis Kelce for a Kansas City sports team?
I think Salvi does.
Now, he does have next year under contract.
Right.
And then the following year is a mutual team player option where they have a conversation in the offseason and say, hey, here's the deal.
Right, you want to buy me out?
Or do you want to take a little less and come around for one last year, one last hurrah? Because I thought Ver made a good point. Like, Ichiro Suzuki played for the Mariners his whole career. He's always a Seattle Mariner.
Right.
Even though he went and played for the Marlins, no one considers him a Marlin. Yeah. A lot of people think, like, you know, Ivan Rodriguez, he'll always be a Texas Ranger.
Right.
Got a statue, I'm pretty sure. Played
for
Detroit.
Yeah.
Played for the Marlins, all those teams. So, I mean, it is a great season.
I don't think Salvi would do that, but you don't know. I mean, if he wants to continue to play. I think next year, though, I think you start to see more of a move to have Freddie Fermin be your quote-unquote everyday catcher.
Sure.
More of Salvi at first base. More it's Salvi of designated hitter, you
or
know, type
be a
of
DH
stuff.
The entire year.
Or you could just be the DH the entire year.
Right.
Now, he may not want to do that, you know, one of those guys that wants to get out there and play, and I understand that, but it's all about preservation. But no, I think we're probably seeing the end of both Travis Kelce and Salvador Perez in the not-too-distant future. And Travis could end up after this season. We were talking about it yesterday with Nate Taylor of The Athletic, and he had mentioned that he believes that we could be seeing the final year of Travis Kelce. And I don't think anybody's going to go, oh, my God, really? Like,
right.
I don't think anybody's shocked about that. I think I would be more shocked today if Salvador Perez came out and said, I'm retiring, versus Travis Kelce coming out and saying, I'm retiring. But I think we get this year of Travis Kelce. And then I think we get next year of Salvador Perez. I think next year could be the last year we see Salvador Perez. So you start to have to think about, okay, we need a bat not just for this year, but moving forward as well.